Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Thereafter, the king re-established the lost legs of the personality of religion, the bull. And by encouraging activities, he sufficiently improved the condition of the earth. So, if you repeat after me. Thereafter, the king re-established the lost legs of the personality of religion, the bull, and by encouraging activities, he sufficiently improved the condition of the earth. Purport. By designating particular places for the personality of Kali, Maharaj Parikshit practically cheated Kali. In the presence of Kali, Dharma, in the shape of a bull, and the earth, in the shape of a cow, he could actually estimate the general condition of his kingdom, and therefore he at once took proper steps to re-establish the legs of the bull, namely austerity, cleanliness, and mercy, and for the general benefit of the people of the world, he saw that the gold stock might be employed for the stabilization. So I'll say that again, sorry. And for the benefit of the people of the world, he saw that the gold stock might be employed for the stabilization. Gold is certainly a generator of falsity, intoxication, prostitution, enmity, and violence. But under the guidance of a proper king or a public leader, or a brahmana or sannyasi, the same gold can be properly utilized to re-establish the lost legs of the bull, the personality of religion. Maharaj Parikshit, therefore, like his grandfather Arjuna, he collected all the illicit gold kept for the propensities of Kali and employed it in the Sankirtan Yajna. Jai, yes. As per instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam, as we have suggested before, one's accumulated wealth may be divided into three parts for distribution, namely 50% for the service of the Lord, 25% for the family members, and 25% for personal necessities. Spending 50% for the service of the Lord or for the propagation of spiritual knowledge in society by the way of Sankirtan Yajna is the maximum display of human mercy. People of the world are generally in darkness regarding spiritual knowledge, especially in regards to the devotional service of the Lord, and therefore to propagate the systematic transcendental knowledge of devotional service is the greatest mercy that one can show in this world. When everyone is taught to sacrifice 50% of his accumulated gold for the Lord's service, certainly austerity, cleanliness, and mercy automatically ensue. And thus, the lost legs of the personality of religion are automatically re-established. When there is sufficient austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness, naturally, Mother Earth is completely satisfied. And there is very little chance of Kali to infiltrate the structure of human society. Omadhyana timrandhasya jananjana salakeya chakshun militam yena tasmei shri gurave namah Sri Taitanya Manobhistam Siddhapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Tatati Savapatantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Patakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagarajatam Sagana Raghunatha Navitam Tam Satyevam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shivashakanavitamscha Hey Krishna Kornasindu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosutote Tapta Kanjana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishvare Vishanabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kopa trupiascha, kripa sindhu bhyavacha, patitanam bhavana bheo, vaishnava bheo, namo namaha. So, there's a lot been said in this particular purport. He cheated Kali. It's very interesting, isn't it? How King Parikshit cheated Kali. He gave him what he wanted, or was giving him what he thought he wanted. But actually, Kali may go back to him on this and make another request. But the interesting thing is, when you take away things that are dangerous to children, It's not that you're being nasty to them. You're trying to help them. You're trying to look after them. It's protection. But they don't like it, do they? You know, they get angry when you stop children doing what they want to do. And so King Parikshit here, he knows what's happening with Kali. Somehow he understands there's a plan behind what Kali is doing, and that actually the onset of Kali is coming. So what to do to make the best of a bad bargain? He knows that actually there are many things preordained. And certainly he had an astrological chart done when he was a child, and it actually told of his imminent death, actually. So in a way, he was carrying on, though. He wasn't thinking about, oh, what's going to happen when I get there? He's not thinking that way. He's thinking about what he's got to do now. He is thinking about service. He's thinking of that this moment, something has to be done, and this is my job. And there's in the, I think it's chapter 16, it tells of the character of Parikshit, how he was brought up in his family, and he was hearing nothing but about the Pandavas, what they were up to with Krishna. And this upbringing, hearing about these pastimes, actually fortified him. You know, when you hear something inspiring, you see how great people are, it rubs off, isn't it? And that's by association. By association of these pastimes, he was being enthused. And they say, we become purified the more we hear Bhagavatam. It's the natural antiseptic for, I'm not talking about COVID now, I'm talking about Maya. It's the Mahamaya of this world, the illusion of this world. So we have to develop somehow this hearing ability. So it says here, by designating places for the personality of Kali, Maharaj practically cheated Kali. In the presence of Kali, Dharma, in the shape of a bull, and the earth, in the shape of a cow, he could actually estimate the general condition of his kingdom, and therefore he at once took proper steps to re-establish the legs of the bull, namely austerity, cleanliness, and mercy. So that's the king's job. He's a responsibility to the people. That's his responsibility in serving them. He is an example. He has to, you know, what does it say in Bhagavad Gita? A famous man does, common men follow, you know, or a strong personality, because they're inspired. And it's like what's happened here in this world, but we can see it in an opposite way. In the Second World War, there was a very powerful personality, and they tried to follow him. His name was Hitler. And so the common people there, they were established, you know, they were established in their irreligion of a demon. So you've got these things happening in this age of Kali. You know, so we have to be careful of people that are not bona fide. They may be powerful in their personality. They may be, great orators. But they're doing it for some reason, maybe a demonic reason. We don't know. But it will get followers. Isn't the New Age things? If it feels good, do it. Isn't it? You know, it must be good for you. But all they're doing is feeding the body. They're feeding the bodily senses with poison, actually. Because the body doesn't know what's good for it. Much as a child doesn't really know what good's for it. Sits on a beach and starts eating the sand. It'll eat anything. Everything goes into its mouth. You know, it's really funny. So, and I'm trying to speak from family experience, actually. And it's very interesting as an observation that the family life can be such an education. You can see all sorts of things. And you have to find yourself as a protector of the child. And the mother also, you know, she's looking after the household, and she's trying to see that the household's okay. But the father's got to be there, and the mother's got to be there. They both have a different role. And it seems if we have this, except in this age of Kali, a mum don't want to be a mum. She wants to be equal to a man. You know, it's really weird. But the thing is, what she does, she destroys her heart, actually. She destroys that what's in her heart, because mums, you know, they're so special. And in this culture that we're trying to find out about, that Mother Earth, in this case, The activities were now pleasing to her. You know, she sees that people are behaving and that they're treating her nicely. They're not abusing her. They're not abusing the atmosphere. They're not smashing things up. They're not being naughty children. You know, a mother, you know, she can't bear to see these things. But somehow or other, she's got to bring up children. So it's a difficult job being a mother. And but also, it's a difficult job to be a father in this world. Because he's got this propensity, a man that directly sees somebody offensive to the family, the mother, or something like that. Immediately, there's a feeling that we must, oh, I must protect them. You know, there's lots of unscrupulous people, you know, in this age. They go out and they're looking for married women. You know, just to have, you know, their own goodwill with their bodies. And they're just despicable characters. There's all sorts of things happening in the age of Kali. You know, and they think, ha, 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 this is wonderful. But they don't realize that these things that are done will have a rectification. There will be, and they'll have to be treated in the same way that they mistreat other people. And it's what goes around does come around. And so we have to be very careful. So King Parikshit was trying to keep everybody on the religious path of Dharma, and at the same time protect the earth, which was, if not careful, being abused by the demons. That's what Krishna came for, to stop this painful activities of the planet. So he says here, and for the general benefit of the people of the world, he saw that the gold stock was employed for stabilization. That means he had proper use for gold. It was in the service of the Lord and the people, those who were having his protection. So in that way, he's using things in their proper purpose for the good of others, for the good of the population, including the animals. And that's another aspect. This is all inclusive to all living entities. We have to, Prabhupada says, what is it? If you love even a dog or a cat or an ant, you're understanding the right understanding of life. You have know that they're spirit soul. They're a fellow spirit soul. But that love, you don't go and hug a tiger, do you? So you have to be respectful of its a position in that way. And it's like Jab Bharat, when he was holding the palanquin, and there was King Raghunath, yeah. And he was getting annoyed, but he was only trying to avoid the ants, you know. And he wasn't doing his job very well for the person that was so-called employing him, but actually he'd been forced labour, actually. You know, Raghunath was actually, he was cruel in his attitude because he expected people, them to serve him. You know, not quite what a king should be. King Parikshit was doing what a king should do. and he wasn't abusing his privilege in any way by forcing people to do this and do that. No, it was he was Parikshit was an example, and whatever was needed to keep people or the population happy, these subjects, that was his service. Shishiada Gokul Nandikisha, Shishi Gornatai Kisha, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Kisha. So gold was used for its proper persons. And it said here, so the accumulated wealth may be divided into three parts for distribution, namely 50% for the service of the Lord, 25% for the family members, and 25% for personal necessities. That's interesting in this day and age. You know, it may not be the same percentage, because you can see almost whole wages going into rent, isn't it? You know, the being a grihastha is not an easy life. So his duty is to maintain in such a way, but at the same time, he must know that whatever's coming to him is by the grace of the Lord, should be utilized in such a way that there is a divide, that you are looking after and maintaining, and at the same time that somehow you're Krishna conscious and you're giving what you can. And I was just trying to think, there was a story with it was with Jesus, you know, but anyway, he says, you know, better that the beggar gives, you know, even a farthing, because that's all he's got, you know, and he will do it, you know, because somehow, if he has some spiritual understanding, he'll know that basically he's always constantly looked after. So here, in this day and age, these percentages might get a bit topsy-turvy. But to actually try and give money to a good cause, to a spiritual cause, is very difficult. Why? Because there's obstacles. I know personally, we've tried to get some donations to Magura Maharaj, and now the authorities, they won't let money travel about. And it's for, you know, a mission that is for the education of Vaishnavas. And it's been very, very difficult. You know, the person who's trying to do this service, he's found all sorts of obstacles. But somehow he's persevered. He got there. And I don't know if they just got annoyed in the end, but they let it go. It got to its destination. But it took, you know, maybe 5 months, you know, just by constant endeavor and thinking about how, just to get some money into its proper place for the sake of the Lord. You know, so it's not an easy task. You know, people have all sorts of money, but it can't always be easy to give money. You have to give in the mode of goodness. You don't give to a drunk money, because what will he do with it? Tell me. Possibly. Yeah, he'll feed his habit. So you can give him prasadam, you can give him a book, you know, these sort of things. That's, you know, food for life, as they say. So then it says here, so this percentage, but it says here, but spending 50% for the service of the Lord for propagation, spiritual knowledge in society, by the way of Sankirtan Yajna, is the maximum display of human mercy. So whatever you're doing here, It should be your part you have to play. And each day to spread this movement by example, by doing your service, maintaining Sri Sri Radha Gokul Nanda. And because they're our bosses, Sitaram, Makshmanaman, Gornitai. They're there, but sometimes we don't see they're there. But actually, our mission is to see that they're satisfied with our mission. You know, that we are fulfilling the service of themselves and all the other devotees, wherever they may be, online, in the world, but also the population in general, that somehow get the message to them. And you know, I always like to refer to Parashuram's current Food for Life program. He not only does this Food for Life, but somehow in this terrible lockdown time, he's doing more business for Krishna. Somehow or other, he's expanded. And it's not for want of trying to get facilities. Somehow or other, Krishna's giving him facility to do this. That people, that the authorities know he's doing good, and that actually that the people are being fed, which somehow the organized authorities of government can't do. Somehow or other, he's utilizing the foodstuffs that are donated or whatever he gets in the service of the Lord. He's given them prasadam. It's an amazing mission. Amazing. It's the transformation of, you could say, matter into spirit. And so, all those people now, by the grace of the Lord, that are hungry and being fed in certain ways by spiritual foodstuffs, it's a blessing. They're getting blessings. And so he says, so this Sankirtan Yangya is the maximum display of human mercy. So Sankirtan is everything that we do. We're in Prabhupada's mission, and his mission is the Sankirtan Yagya. So people of the world are generally in darkness regarding spiritual knowledge. And so, especially in regard to devotional service to the Lord. And therefore, to propagate the systematic transcendental knowledge of devotional service is the greatest mercy upon one can show the world. And that's it. So we're going to show the world that actually devotional service, and that means the spiritual service of the Lord, that whatever we do, we can do a service. And of course, the Bhagavad Gita will tell you all that. Whatever you do, do it for me, he says. Whatever difficulties you go through, do it for me. Whatever suffering is there, you just do it for me. You tolerate. And then it says here, so he says, when everyone is taught to do this, the sacrifice of 50% of the accumulated gold for the Lord's service, certainly austerity, cleanliness, and mercy will ensue. And thus, the three legs of the personality of religion are automatically re-established. In other words, whatever comes to the king, he utilizes it for the benefit of the population. That's being Parachit. He's saying here, so when there is sufficient austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness, naturally Mother Earth will be completely satisfied. Her children are being looked after. And there is little chance of Kali to infiltrate the structure of human society. I think that there is a short time we can ask questions about this wonderful purport of this wonderful devotee of the Lord, King Parikshit, who somehow is been equipped with the Lord. He's not concerned about success or failure. He's just doing his job. And that's what Krishna says. Success or failure, just do, he says to Arjuna. Win or lose, he says, because it's service. So things don't go according to our calculation, always. But you've done the service. You think, oh, I've made a mistake, oh, it's unsuccessful. No, not in Krishna consciousness. Everything's positive, and we should try and understand that Krishna's behind everything, and everything is a lesson. If we take it into such a way that we look at ourselves in what the situation is, and how can I improve? What is my fault? Oh, success is the pillar. Failure is the pillar of success, they say. It's a lesson. And we should be very happy that we're in this type of movement where it's one of self-realization. And we can look after each other, because self means the other self too, who's doing service with you. And we look after each other. It's a team. And so we help each other in our service. Sometimes you may be doing something over that you didn't want to do. Oh, but Prabhu, I'm supposed to be doing. No, this is needed now. Please help. And that happens. So all of a sudden, things change. So I think that's it. So questions, please, if there are any. If it speaks for itself or whatever. Yeah.
I can just one story that happened to me in book. Hare Krishna. Basically, on book distribution one time, I was in a town, and then this homeless person came and asked me for a book. And normally it's you're a little
bit... If you put it closer to you, yeah. That's it.
Normally you're a little bit reluctant to give because they might just...
Yeah.
But he said, I'll give you whatever I get today. I'll give it to you. And he gave me a little bit something. So I gave him a book, a small book. And then it was just amazing because throughout the whole day while I was there, those few hours, every time he got a donation, he gave me the whole thing. Oh. He kept coming to me every half an hour and just give... Everything.
Who was the person?
So this is just a homeless person on this.
Oh,
on the street,
really?
And he really wanted a book. And he was so happy to get a book, but he didn't really have much money. But he said, "I'll give you any donation I get today. I'll give it to you." And he did for the whole day. And I thought that's just like he's giving everything for Krishna.
And who's behind that? Krishna sees his heart. Bang! It's amazing. So. It is there, isn't it? And it shows something too, that in book distribution, who is doing the distribution, isn't it? There's somebody in the heart of the distributor who says, try, and there's something in the heart of the person that receives it, take it. So Krishna is doing everything in that way. And actually, that's the way of Sankirtan, isn't it? You know, you don't become attached to the result, because if you think the result, and you say you did 100 books one day, and then 2 books the next day, oh, I didn't do very well. No, it's not like that. You've got to understand that actually, that putting... doing the service is what counts. You can be there all day, do one book, and that's what, and that's service all day. But Krishna does the book. He's the one who gives it out, who receives it. He gives and receives, you see? He's the giver and he's the receiver. His part and parcel gets it, one way or t'other. But if you don't put yourself in that position, it'll never happen. So from our point of view, see what happens. You never know. It's not based. Don't take shelter of the results of your activities. Because prakriti kriyamanani, that's false ego. The results are Krishna. They're him. So it will bring a nice detachment, but it'll take the pressure off this, our false ego. You know, it's there. When you start to see that divine providence is such a wonderful thing, by understanding divine providence, how it works. Okay. So answer the question. You know, and that's a good example. That's really very, thank you for that. Yeah. Anybody else? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Nitai Gopri Manandi Hari Hari Bol.